Hello, fellow ag nerds. This is a Future of Agriculture Field Report, and I'm Tim Hammerich. These new Field Report segments are just short, occasional episodes where we will hear from the people who actually use and hopefully benefit from the innovations we discuss on the show. We've already been doing this through the regular spotlight segments that I air usually about once a month at the end of a full-length episode. I've really enjoyed those interviews and putting together those segments. They're sort of customer testimonials, and the guests for those are provided by our quarterly presenting sponsor every quarter. So I decided I want to take what we're doing with those spotlights and create these standalone episodes with a similar concept. Only now, sometimes it'll be associated with a sponsor and sometimes not. Just profiles of farmers and other users of agricultural technologies giving their report from the field. In today's case, Brett McCarter is a senior research associate at Corteva AgriScience based in Johnston, Iowa. Corteva has three major focuses, I'm sure you all probably know, but that is crop protection, seed, and digital, which supports those other two, and that's where Brett works. Since graduating from Iowa State, Brett has remained focused on working directly with farmers to perform trials and research projects on their operations. He thinks of it as farmer-led science to figure out how new products fit into their management systems and affect their bottom line. He also brings that information back to the company to help formulate or position products to better suit the needs of farmers.
Yeah, so we're not necessarily developing the product itself. That's already been done. What my group is trying to do is finding the best environment or situation or case for these products to perform their best. So that could be both on a macro level, so in Iowa, or at a county level. Really where we're trying to focus on is at least a field level. So what situations or what environments are within these fields that we could expect optimum performance from a particular product? And then how can we predict that into the future?
So to accurately assess how a product is doing on farm, he needs to have a baseline understanding of the physical properties of those fields to know what might be attributed to the products themselves versus underlying factors that lead to in-field variability. And that's what led Corteva to start looking into the technology we're discussing today, which is swap maps.
Really, as we kind of developed our on-farm experimentation program, there was a need for us to better characterize the variability that's just on these farms. Particularly in Iowa, you'll run into some cases where there's a large amount of variability. Well, what does variability mean? That could be soils, that could be topography, that could be the way the water works through the soil profile. And swap maps really kind of helps bring a lot of that together. And kind of an easy to use format. Otherwise, if we tried to kind of open source it with those same sensors, it's just a lot of work. So swap maps brings an easy to use format for what we're looking for. So as we apply these products or test these different things out on a farmer's field, it gives us an opportunity to characterize that field at a fairly high level, a pretty high detail. You know, there could be variability across that field and within the experiment, but making sure that all those treatments experience that same variability is really how we can help utilize that swap data to help place that experiment, just to make sure that we have something to compare to across all three or however many treatments are in that experiment.
Brett says they use the swap map not only for the data analysis at the end of the season, but also to help select some in-season data points where they can try to help identify more fundamentally different areas within the field. He says there are many different situations where this can be helpful, for example, in seed corn.
Yeah, so here at Corteva, we own Pioneer Seed Corn. So really, every year we have a new class of hybrids coming out into the marketplace. And the number one question that everyone has, particularly as a seed dealer, is this new hybrid better than my old hybrid? So we do a lot of split planter type comparisons. So we'll utilize that type of information or that type of experiment. We'll utilize the swap box information that we could scan over that field to say, hey, hypothetically, hybrid A outperformed hybrid B, but then you get to a different area of the field and it flip-flops or something like that. We've used that SWOT data to help explain some of that variability or change.
Now, it is a bit unusual on these field reports to get the perspective of a leading agribusiness and how they're using an ag tech company's technology for their own purposes. So this is a really cool story. Really cool example. Understanding a field before drawing conclusions about product performance comparisons seems like a pretty fundamental thing. So I asked Brett how they were accounting for that before using SWOT maps.
We ran some Ferris machines. So they collect very similar type data. What really drew us to the SWOT part was just the no soil contact part. And we could just cover a field a lot faster than I could with a Ferris machine, frankly. And then otherwise, it would just be using some of our open source data. So here in the US, we're particularly lucky where we have open source soils data. It's not perfect, but it is certainly useful and helps point us in the right direction of variability or soils changes within a field. But we found we needed something a little bit more high definition, or a little bit more detailed than what we were getting from our publicly available soils data. And so far, the SWOTs helped fill that void a little bit.
And Brett says, because in their case, they're using the SWOT maps to ultimately get a good picture of product performance, it's of the utmost importance that they saw consistency and reliability in the SWOT maps.
Yep. So a big one was just repeatability from both year to year and from box to box, or from sensor to sensor, essentially. So if I went out to the same field year over year over year, it might not be the same numbers because they are independent. Each session or time you scan a field is independent from another time. But as long as we're still seeing directionally the same output, that was a big question to make sure that we could validate the data that we're getting. And then also from SWOT box to SWOT box. So are we just seeing directionally, again, the same information and stuff? And I think ultimately we've answered those questions.
And one of the most important points of validation was discussing the SWOT map with the farmer collaborator who owns and farms the field to get their take.
Really, they're pretty interested in it. A lot of times it's, yep, I already knew that sort of thing, which is exactly what I want to see, is that I can kind of digitize the variability or the knowledge of what that farmer has, right? So a lot of times it's not like, oh, they conceptually understand what they're looking at, where they say, oh, yep, that's a depressional area. Yes, this is a high yielding area or something like that, which they can recall and utilize some of their historical experiences. But then, yeah, being able to layer that over in a digital format for us to use on a data science side. So it really helps us kind of bridge that gap of farmer knowledge to data science and putting some numbers to it.
Bridging that gap from farmer knowledge to data science. I like that a lot. And it seems like something that will continue to be a big part of ag tech in the future. And speaking of the future, I wanted Brett's take on what else could be done with this data. Where does he want to take things next?
I'd say particularly centered around the SWOT information. Probably the next thing is we'll start to utilize that to help target where we want to put these experiments and stuff. So currently, you know, it's kind of more of a shotgun approach that, hey, I've got these cooperators that they're interested in working in this project. What fields is that? Are they willing to do this on? Where we'd like to take that information is saying, hey, okay, now we have this pool of farmers. These are the fields that we want to do this on according to the data information or historical data and information. So just really help target where we want to put some of our experiments to grow out those data sets.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's field report. Thank you very much to Brett McCarter for taking the time for this interview. You can learn more about the technology he's talking about at swapmaps.com, or you can explore the types of products that Brett works with on a daily basis at Corteva.com. Both I will include in the show notes. Hey, I'd sure love your feedback on these segments. The content, the format, the fact that it's separate from our regular Wednesday episodes, any and all of it, positive or negative, totally open to it. What do you think? Please let me know via email, tim@aggrad.com, or on Twitter at Tim Hamrich. Thank you very much to SWOT Maps for being our quarterly presenting sponsor this quarter. If you'd like to hear the full interview between Brett and myself, I'm going to be posting that over on the SWOT Agronomy podcast. So go find that one on your podcast platform of choice and give that show a follow. Last but not least, thank you, as always, for your time and your attention. I don't take it lightly. I try to make these field report segments as concise and to the point as I possibly can, and I'll be back on Wednesday with another story of ag innovation.